The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
When Judas had left them, Jesus said, "Now is the Son of Man glorified, and God is glorified in him. If God is glorified in him, God will also glorify him in himself, and God will glorify him at once." My children, I will be with you only a little while longer. I give you a new commandment: love one another. As I have loved you, so you also must love one another. This is how all will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Now you'll be very happy to know, I'm sure, that because we had a lot of things, the rite of acceptance at the beginning of Mass, I will have to kind of synopsize or cut the homily short. I was hoping you'd all say, "Oh, oh yeah, now that makes me feel better." But anyhow, and so I just pick out a couple of points very quickly. Love. I love the gospel this morning, the reading from the gospel. It's an absolutely beautiful reading. My little children, love one another. How? As I have loved you. When you love, I think it's very true to say, when you really love somebody, I think you will agree with me, you leave yourself very vulnerable. Vulnerability, I think, is an integral part of love. And so we look at God and we refer to God, "Oh, Almighty God." And I, in my own little life, have had a paradigm shift in how I understand God. One time I saw him as a very male, old man, looking down on us, looking at every action of ours, ready to condemn and judge all the time. Now I see God as a loving Father. And in the Gospel this morning, Jesus, that's how he sees his Father. And we have been today, there's a beautiful coming together between science and religion. Because the Trinity, you look at the Trinity, what is it? It's a relationship. Father loves the Son loves the Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit loves the Son loves the Father, and it's a continual relationship. And so God is more a verb than a noun. And if God was on his own, he couldn't love. He'd have nobody to love. You need someone to love. Going back to love and vulnerability, I think God is vulnerable. And I think I would be quite happy saying, "Oh, vulnerable God," just as I've been saying all my life, "Oh, Almighty God, or vulnerable God. Where do I get that from? Well, listen to the words of the Mass. Behold the Lamb of God. A lamb is a very vulnerable animal. Lambs. And God describes himself, Jesus describes himself as the Lamb of God. And we know Jesus in his life left himself open to be vulnerable. And I think when we love, if you don't leave yourself open to be vulnerable, to be hurt in some ways, to be rejected. And so that's how we can come to identify love and sacrifice. Love always costs. There's no such thing as cheap love. Love is more than a feeling. Because feelings come and go. You can't depend on feelings. You get up one day and you feel very loving. You feel very, you love everybody. The next day you get up, you feel miserable and you're grumpy and somebody has upset you or you're angry, and so you're not in any shape for loving anybody. Love is a decision. It's a decision of the mind and the heart. It's really a decision. And for those of you who are married, it's a commitment, isn't it? And it's a decision. And a decision and a commitment makes a big difference in our lives. Some 55 years ago, I made a commitment. And that was a very important part of my life. And every day I get up, is a renewal of that commitment. And it's a promise to do a little better each day. Not for my own purposes, but for my love of God, my love of the Lord. And it would be lovely to think that every day you walk up, every day you get out of bed, that you had one aim, and that was to make a difference for the good in the world. Where you live, where you work, where you shop, where you attend Mass. Be aware of the people beside you. Smile at them, make them welcome. Shake their hand when it comes to the sign of peace. Don't never ignore anybody. My little children, love one another as I have loved you. Finally, notice how Jesus is the last thing he tells us before he leaves us. And we always take great notice of the last words a person says to us, especially a loved one. We remember those words and we try to fulfill their last wishes. And the last wish of Jesus for all of us was, my little children, love one another.